because otherwise it's just, you know, we're immediately thinking about a concept of light rather than invisible object.
If we remember that there are only two different types of realities, which are nama and rupa, so whatever is real must be nama or rupa.
And when we, you know, walk into a very bright light and squint, it's just the because of the visible object that's seen. So when we say, "Oh, it's because of the light," this is, it just means it's because of this aspect of visible object that's seen at that moment.
We talk conventionally all the time, but not the absolute reality.
So in fact, we make visible object more complicated than it really is. Like I hear you say, it's just what appears. So it seems to me we all think it's this, but
this. What is this?
Well, it seems to me that we make visible object complicated, because when I listen to you, I hear it's just visible object, and we all have questions of varieties of visible object, but visible object is what just appears through the eyes.
And visible object itself must be various too, from one characteristic, one color, or
one moment. Each visible object is different. So the visible object when we walk out into the bright light is different from the visible object at this moment.
Yeah, just an aspect.
Different aspect.
Yeah. But if it's so glary that it hurts our eyes, for example, causes painful feeling, then are we talking about visible object, or are we talking about something else?
Painful feeling?
Yes.
Through
The light is so bright that it's...
You think of the light as so bright, but what hurts?
It must be the rupa of the body that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be a different doorway.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that at that instant there is some aspect of hardness, softness, heat or cold, motion or pressure then appearing
like now,
body door?
Seeing and hearing seems the same moment.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So in the same way, seeing and experience through the body sense seems at the same moment, but different...
Which of those rupas appearing through the body door would it be? It's wouldn't be heat or cold, surely.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
No
that
word.
Yeah. There's a lot that appears through the body door that's actually, on the face of it, difficult to allocate to these three rupas, isn't it?
Because one is thinking about it.
Yes.
Not the moment of experiencing it.
And does it also show that our our conceptual understanding of the rupas through the body door must be incorrect or undeveloped, because what we understand to be heat or cold, hardness or softness, motion or pressure doesn't seem to account for, like, the squinting or the painful feeling when we see a bright light. So I guess it means our conceptual idea of those rupas is off
base.
Whatever
appears is real, and then there is thinking about that. So there's many ideas about that moment, but actually whatever appears and go away instantly.
We talk about the four elements: hardness, softness, heat, cold. How does motion appear? I mean, I know the bus was a movement.
Would you like to call it motion, or would you like to know that it's a reality?
Well, I'd like to know it was a reality.
So, no word, whether you use the word motion or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at all, as long as there is a reality appearing to sati.
Yeah.
Why be busy trying to find out the name?
Maybe, but we think if we don't hear some more details about it or read a little more,
we'll miss it.
But not at that very moment. See, that moment is developing right understanding of a characteristic which is not self.
But if you don't, it depends. It seems to me if I don't know conceptually what it is, then I'll miss it.
So you know that this is seeing consciousness, so you see?
No, I was thinking more of the motion one, but it is the same.
Okay, let me put this a different way. I mean, you also had a, Nina also reported some comments you made at breakfast about details in the Visuddhimagga, which we all read, and Zita saying that, you know, she feels that it's helpful to hear and reconsider more details in order for understanding to develop. But, you know, you will often say, never mind the details, how about just the punya at this moment? And yet we know that you have a very, very extensive knowledge of Abhidhamma details yourself, and it seems to be
so
very helpful.
So that I know that the intellectual understanding is not like the direct awareness.
Yes.
No matter how much you know about them, but it's not the exact moment of direct awareness of one of at a time, one characteristic at a time.
So you're not saying to Azita or Nina or me or anyone, don't study the details, don't write about the Visuddhimagga. You're saying while reading, while writing,
you know,
develop punya.
As much as you know, the details as much as you know, but not beyond one's knowledge.
Not beyond
one's knowledge.
One's knowledge, yeah.
And yet if one doesn't read or consider more, how does one know that it's beyond one's knowledge?
Yeah, so one knows that if there is no direct awareness, it's impossible to really understand what one has read.
And a direct awareness is so far away.
So
we stop reading details.
So develop it or read more about it?
No reading anymore then.
No, I don't mean that. I mean that when there is reading about it, developing understanding of the meaning
of
the characteristic, but not just follow the words without any understanding at all.
Each paragraph, Sarah, and I try to bring in the actuality for life now at this moment, citta at this moment. Otherwise it's only theory. So we keep that in mind, that the theory is not enough.
I guess I'm hearing all these questions, and they're centered around really what the characteristic of the experiencing is. How it's about the development of awareness and right understanding of experience. And I think to myself, why are we asking these detailed questions? And for me, a lot of it is, we know you can't think your way to enlightenment. You know, any amount of intellectual understanding doesn't do it. But if you get a better understanding of what is just intellectual, conceptual understanding of the characteristic of sati or banya or whatever, then, you know, it's, and I can feel the clinging there to knowing more about it, so that I'll be having more of it. You know, that the more I understand about it, the more I'll have of it. And for me, a lot of my questioning comes from this, and I'm really, you know, I understand that's where it comes from. But it seems as though the thinking can be so subtle that, you know, it's tricky. It's like loba. It's very tricky that, you know, you can think and think and think, but it's not the development of right understanding. It's a development of right understanding at one level, but it's not the development at the level of satipatthana. That's it.
So it helps thinking Right thinking
does help, but it's no substitute.
Right, so Panya knows the difference between just right thinking in words, but not the vitaka, which accompany the right understanding.
Thank you.
So we will stress that more, Sarah.
You mean that it helps or that it's not?
That's so important to know the real goal or the direct understanding. Mm. But we cannot reach that yet. So
the more one reads, the more one study, one knows that one will not go wrong because of the understanding of the details and the subtlety of the development of understanding.
Yeah, that helps a lot to know how subtle it is.
Sorry, one knows one will not go wrong because
one knows that right.
What is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't matter whether one reads a lot of details or doesn't read a lot of details. If there is
when one reads the details, one is very firm about the right path.
The purpose of
For example, seeing consciousness just that. We know that when there's right understanding with the right awareness, it can be known. Otherwise, it's unknown. So Panya does not develop to that level yet.
Can we develop right awareness of the past?
Past reality or what?
Already
thinking. When we talk about the past, do you mean thinking about the past? Because the past reality is completely gone, never come back at all.
You can still have right
thinking? Of thinking?
Of thinking.
Not of the past reality, which has gone completely. When you talk about the past, you mean what happened 2-3 years ago?
It doesn't matter, it's the past. Can we
okay, now.
Is it possible?
Okay. What's the past now? Because when we talk about reality, if we talk about this moment, it's so helpful to understand. When we talk about the past, what's the is there any past now, or what is the past now? Is there any?
So thinking of the past
is
the past reality.
Thinking is the present moment, and the story that you remember, you take it as the past.
We can still consider that.
Consider. What? Because
can it help
what is not real cannot
develop right awareness.
Right awareness of a reality, which is
that
not self. No. The story or the past realities.
Because like.
I think she tried to ask a question about can sati develop when you think about the past.
Any object can be object of right understanding and right awareness, but it depends on panya, which knows what is the right reality. For example, when there is no thinking about the past at all, is there any the past when there is no thinking about it? No, right? So, no matter what thinking thinks, it can think about the past, it can think about anything, even right now.
Because
but
thinking is real.
Thinking is real. So awareness can develop the understanding of thinking. Usually we try to be aware of an object. But what about the development of understanding whatever now is appearing? That is the development of satipatthana. No matter we call it satipatthana or not, But the moment when the panya develops by just beginning to understand visible object right now as just a reality, there will be less paying attention to it as things and people, little by little, very little by little. Because it's the development of understanding that visible object is just what is appearing now.
So panya can be developed even think about past.
When there is understanding of thinking as not self. Because thinking is not seeing. So it's a kind of nama, the reality which can think. It's just that which can think, so it thinks. Whenever it arises, it thinks. Like whenever it arises, it sees. Whenever it arises, it hears different namas.
Just like to follow Kumar Upavati's question a bit. I mean, thinking of the past, do you mean in the sense of understanding better something that happened in the past?
Thinking of the past, anything can be developed state out of that.
Yeah, would it be, useful to have awareness of the past in some way?
What I meant was probably the when you were thinking that could be the element of sati, awareness.
The same as seeing right now, can it be object of sati? So can thinking be object of sati? Exactly the same.
It can be.
As seeing can be object of understanding right now, so thinking can be object of sati and panya right now.
Thinking is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking.
Even though you think you can think unreal.
It doesn't matter at all, as long as thinking things can. Otherwise, that cannot appear as objects. But whenever there is thinking, the thoughts or the object of thinking is there by thinking about it.
I think sometimes the difficulty is because we attach so much importance to the objects of thinking, like in the dream state, Ajahn was mentioning. So, you know, thinking about whether it's a concept or whether it's a reality that's thought about, we find it very important. But in fact, they're all concepts. Even if it's about visible object, it's a concept about visible object. So instead of attaching a lot of importance to those objects. All that can actually be known now is the present reality, which is thinking at that moment.
So there's no difference between the dreaming at night and thinking now, correct?
And at this moment, even visible object is appearing. No one thinks about it, right? But thinks about what's here, people and things. So it's like when they're in a dream, there is no whisper object appearing, but what we take out of whisper object when there is seeing is there in a dream, just thinking about what one used to think about.
What is the characteristic of thinking?
It thinks. It doesn't see, it doesn't hear. Is the thinking right now? Are you thinking? That's it. The reality which thinks.
Is that mean it comes through the mind door?
Yeah. Because the seeing cannot think. The hearing can hear but not think.
Yeah. But thinking is usually with loba and dosa. When there is no panya. In the bus.
Yes.
And we have no one to remind us.
In the day.
In the bus. In when there's discomfort.
The ocean of concept. Which means thinking follows each process. Mm-hmm.
So if I see people, that's thinking.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
And with loba or with dosa? Or?
I always see people. I must be always thinking.
Always. That is thinking. Except when you're seeing and hearing.
So what about Puttanusati? It's also thinking.
Yeah, but the